Over the past few months, PrintPak was trying to have its new building in a tax increment finance district and get an abatement, too. And now they will. But it won't be an abatement as usual. This is the first time an abatement has come with the stipulation that the receiving company will sign a memorandum of understanding. Monroe County Council President Vic Kelson says he doesn't think that will be a problem.
PrintPak's attorney was involved with our legal staff intensely this week in the development of the MOU. So it is our presumption that the MOU will be approved by PrintPak's management and will move along.
But, of course, the actual abatement won't kick in until the building is finished and the county assessor determines the total value of the property. The MOU clarifies mutual responsibilities held between the business and the county, spelling out such things as the number of positions PrintPak will be expected to keep filled without penalty. The document also spells out the specific ways in which any failure to comply with the agreement will be handled in an effort to address public and council concerns that, despite the fact that an abatement typically comes with certain responsibilities, compliance is often very difficult to enforce. Council Attorney Michael Flory says any breach in the contract during a specific year would require PrintPak to fully reimburse any taxes abated that year. If the plant were to close, keep fewer than 75 workers in the Monroe County building at any time during the next decade, PrintPak would be asked to repay the full abatement.
The amount that they would pay back is capped at the total amount of the value of the tax abatement they have received. So you would tally that up, and if they've paid anything over, that would be deducted from the repayment amount.
Any repaid taxes would go directly to the TIF zone in which PrintPak is located. That TIF fund has already supplied the cash to build a $900,000 road and utilities package leading to PrintPak's new site. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.